Do 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 do.
Movies.
Are we doing it? Is this the beginning?
This is for reals.
We are at the starting of the starts.
All right. Feel like we should have done this with a robot voice. Because of what
we're
watching.
We are doing movies.
And I don't know how to do any Transformer voices. Oh my God. I got nothing.
I'm so excited though. Because Neil and I were talking about this earlier today. And he asked me a question. Remember?
I did. I asked you, when was the last time you saw this movie?
And I'm pretty sure it was 1984.
Wow.
To which, thank you, Neil, for responding the way you did. You said,
after a long break to do the math, I paused, I thought about it, and it was an impressive statistic, Pete.
I hate you so much. I hate you so much.
This might be like one of the longest times between when you last saw a movie and when we're about to watch
this
it.
This is up there. It is how many years, Neil?
Well, we decided that it is very close to 40.
It's 38 years. It's not 40.
It's a 40-year-old.
Wow. So, I mean, what do you remember about this? Was it in color?
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
Wait. Did your dad buy it? Like, go rent the VCR, and then
we had to rent the VCR.
It was 5 cents to go to the picture show.
I think it was something called talkies. It was pantomimed out on just like silhouette cutouts in front of a fire.
Wow.
We have to save these for the reboot. This is already sounding good.
Technically, I think they did reboot this, and I prefer this version.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
So I remember there was Omicron.
Yeah.
Which was the planet, which was, and I don't remember why they were mad at him. Or he was trying to, like eat the universe or something.
Yeah, it's like Galacticus.
Right? Yeah, and then obviously there's going to be Megatron versus Optimus Prime.
You would think that.
And then there's Galvatron.
Yeah,
is in there, and I do know that we looked this up. Galvatron was voiced by Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, and we also get Wreck-Gar, voiced by Eric Idle. Who intros with a song by Weird Al Yankovic, Dare to be Stupid.
Oh my God. You really know this movie well.
I watched this in college.
Which was almost 20 years ago.
I know. I did the same thing. I was like, I own this movie, but I lost the DVD sometime. So it's been...
It's a $3 rental on Amazon, by the way.
It's been ages since I saw Transformers, the animated movie.
Yeah, so this is going to be a hoot tonight. We're going to ask three questions about this movie. Neil?
Oh, boy.
Question number one.
I can do this. I believe in you. You got this. You almost were 100% last time.
Almost?
Yeah. Yeah. Almost.
Okay. So the first question is, does the movie hold up?
You're kidding. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
He's doing it.
Question two.
Should the movie be
This shouldn't be that hard.
Remade, rebooted, recycled, or removed from the Earth.
Well played. Yes. And finally...
Bring it home, baby!
And finally... Do we make our kids watch it as a reward or a punishment?
Oh, he did it.
Dramatic pause.
Oh, thank you. Oh. That is, I am so proud of you right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
This is our last
episode. I'm exhausted already, guys. Yeah.
We burned out Neil.
Neil, do you remember anything about this movie?
You know what? I remember this movie because of the song in Boogie Nights. Do you remember when they go to the recording studio?
No.
Oh, guys.
I just remember that movie as he showed his penis.
His large
fake
penis.
You got the touch.
Oh, yeah.
You got the power.
That's the intro song.
Oh, my God. I never made that connection.
That's the theme song.
Dude, it's 40 years since I've seen the movie.
Also, almost. It was not that good of a song.
Almost 40.
Says you. It's really good when Dirk Diggler does it.
That's probably true, but not so much when Radimus does it.
Well, we'll let the people decide about that one.
So we are going to go get some ice cream.
Yep.
We're going to get some whiskey of sorts, and we're going to come back in just a few moments.
Two rotations of a positronic
servo motor. Do you have any expectations, or do you have any...
Yes. I think I'm going to feel the same thing I felt every time I see it, where they make choices that I don't agree with. There are some silly corniness, but it's still Transformers.
Okay. Yeah.
The nostalgia is going to wash over me pretty thick.
It's going to be all nostalgia. Huh?
I mean, yeah. The animation is quite poor by today's standards.
It is, but I like it.
I know.
I can't wait, guys.
And we get to hear them say shit twice.
What?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. Wow. One guy says, oh, shit. And then another guy says, shit.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Shit. I can't wait. All right, let's go do this. Do, 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 do.
Shit.
You got the touch.
Oh, and he's doing, like, it's when he's driving with the
young
boy.
You got the power. Oh, it's so good.
It's a workout mix?
Pardon me, guys.
You just went from 6 to midnight, didn't you, Neil?
Now I'm really spent.
Oh my god, we'll be right back. Do 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 movies.
You got the touch.
Oh shit! Damn it!
Wasn't that a good song?
It was something.
Not for this movie, though. It doesn't make any sense at all. It's like Kmart Kenny Loggins.
I'm sorry. Someone needed to bring me down from my seizure.
Oh, the strobe lights.
That was intense.
Oh, wow. Welcome back, guys. That was... I hope you guys also just watched this movie the same way that we did. We really do hope that when you are listening to the podcast, you have this movie lined up so you can enjoy our reaction the same way that you're reacting right now. Wow.
85 minutes.
85 minutes. You know, 85 minutes has never felt so long of being aggressively assaulted at all times.
It is relentless.
Relentless is such a... Wow.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we'll get to it, but like Michael Bay was the right choice later on. Yeah.
Who do we get? Who do we...
Can we get a live action Transformers where everything blows up? We need Michael Bay.
Did someone say?
Only there's 40% more explosions.
Right.
And then the robot punches the rock and the rock explodes. No, Michael, the rock does not explode. Okay, yes. In this case, it does.
Everything explodes. And then, you know, there was lens flare. So you get a little J.J. Abrams to come in and just... Lens flare.
So we will get to that, but I do think there is a place for J.J. Abrams in the future of this franchise.
Everything twinkles.
So.
Yeah, let's two-sentence synopsis.
All right.
Why are we looking at Neil?
I'll jump into it.
Okay, Neil, why don't you go first?
All right. What Bambi did to children in the 40s, this movie did to boys in the 1980s.
Wow.
It took your favorite thing and killed it in the first 15 minutes. Because you gotta buy more toys.
It killed it repeatedly.
Not that toy.
Oh, man. No, we're not selling this one anymore. Why? Because he's dead, child. Oh, my dreams. Shut up. Buy this new Rodimus Prime.
Everyone's going to like Rodimus Prime. He comes in flame colors and is cool.
I did have him.
Yeah.
I did buy him after Optimus Prime died. I had no choice.
I mean,
there was so much of this movie that I have suppressed.
For good reason. Like,
no shit.
It is unrelentingly violent. So many characters died.
Yeah.
So many.
Like all of my... Like Ironhide.
Yeah. Ironhide got died. Straight up like, executed.
Yeah, just like, you know, it was a patsy in a Godfather movie.
Yeah, it's like an American History X stomping.
Oh, it literally is like
he's dying all messed up. He grabs Megatron's foot and Megatron just like points the gun and blasts him.
Yeah. You can see where Thanos killed like all sorts of people.
Yeah, and that's what I was just thinking. Like when like Optimus Prime turns gray and just sort of meh, and like, oh, he almost gonna turn to dust.
Oh, he's a vampire. Yeah. And when they die, they... He's
no other robots did that, but, you know, whatever. Optimus Prime going to
be... Well, it's because he priming. Had the power of the Matrix.
Right. Anywho.
Yeah. You want...
I'll go.
Okay.
Whoa. All right. Transformers the movie. Optimus Prime is dead. Megatron is now Galvatron. And Unicron is about to destroy the universe. With the power of the spark and heavy hair metal, the Autobots murder a lot of robots to save the day.
Yeah.
Like, so much death and destruction. But so it's cool because they're just robots. Talking, living, screaming robots.
Talking, living, screaming.
And one very confused and traumatized child.
Did my dad just die? Whatever, this is cool.
Exactly.
He's crying through half the movie.
He doesn't know what to feel.
Dad is crying because he's like, I have to buy what?
Fuck. Dad, I need to buy the Spike action figure with the special exoskeleton.
Right? Oh my God.
You could buy Unicron, by the way.
Could you?
Oh yeah, you could buy Unicron.
We're going to have to look that one up.
Pretty sure.
All right.
Definitely can still buy Unicron.
In a world that's not really a world because it's a giant planet-sized robot hell-bent on devouring all other living robots in the universe, comes a frenzied sugar seizure-induced 12-year-old Pete's wet dream of a perfect cinematic opus of inanity with not a shred of coherent storytelling. Robots eat, pray, love, die repeatedly.
Well put.
Yeah. Thank you.
All correct.
That was actually one of my better ones recently.
We joke, but...
No, we don't.
This movie really is the simplest of stories. It's the typical cartoon of... Oh, well, we're going to do something. Oh, the Decepticons are attacking. We better defeat them. We've defeated them for today. Good job, Autobots. And then add in world-eating robot that makes everything harder, and then they defeat that too.
What's the... It was Capulets and Montagues. They are bad. We kill them. They are bad. We kill them. Well, let's kill them all. Kill.
Bad, though. They literally want to subjugate and, you know, enslave.
But there was no reason for it.
Well, that's right. In the beginning, it's a constant of like, well, we're going to do something and finally defeat Megatron. I will stop them.
This was honestly...
I'm stopping you.
This entire movie was a 23-minute episode that they just added 60 minutes of a firefight to.
That's true.
There was a lot of random stuff. The whole prison village where the four-headed judge laid down the law and the sharks ate them.
And then every time they were innocent, no explanation.
Yeah. The Xenomorphicon.
Yeah. With the tendrils.
The tendrils. And yeah, I was impressed with how much just like work Eric Idle had to do in this. Mm.
Which didn't make any sense. Like understanding him was rough.
Well, so the way that I gathered it is his version of Roboticonobots were neutral-ish, but...
Junkians.
Same thing. So again, I'm very confused.
Unless it's Carl Jungian, and then it's Jungians.
I see what you did there.
Well, you know,
let's get philosophical. Why don't we?
I kind of am used to that whole weird J sound and all.
Yes, in the name. But, so their entire language developed around just listening to Earth commercials.
Didn't we see this in... Wait, we saw this in the Explorers.
The very first podcast episode, yeah.
Yeah, where they'll be speaking.
Which this, that came out in 19... Another movie that they ripped off of this movie.
A lot of movies borrowed from
okay,
this.
Okay, so we saw The Matrix ripped off, Thor Ragnarok ripped off.
Yep, landing on a junk planet where they're then forced to battle.
Austin Powers and the Fembots.
With the nipple guns.
Nipple guns.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's just... And the Explorers.
A world-eating planet. Haven't seen that
Never
before.
Saw that coming. Yeah.
But that was my favorite part, honestly. Unicron.
Yeah. Unicron was pretty cool. Well, there were a lot of cool moments in this.
And,
like,
you know,
and nostalgic stuff.
Old Orson Welles just sounds perfect when he's speaking.
Yeah, he
just
really
like,
does.
He was one of the absolute great actors. And just, even in just... A failing health. They supposedly had to run his voice through a synthesizer to make it sound better because he was like wheezing and not being able to say his words well because he was basically like actively dying. This was.
I mean, we're all actively dying, Pete.
Especially in this movie.
Oh my God.
So that's perfect segue, Neil. Neil?
Yeah.
Did this movie hold up for you?
I mean, yeah, I think it did, honestly.
Really?
I think it did. Yeah.
I know where he's coming from on this.
Hit the nostalgic notes.
It did. And like
aggressively, repeatedly.
Yeah.
Forcefully.
Yeah. But it
without
did.
Without any care to your health or well-being?
Nope. But I'm okay with it.
So I'm torn. So I'm trying to use, you know, Irish Dave's, like, you know, were we entertained? I was. Like, there are parts I'm like, oh, I remember this. I like this. Like, it's cool robot fighting. And I gotta admit, like, the animation was a lot better than I was expecting or remembering. I think,
felt like the animation got worse over the course of the movie, though.
That's true. They had a lot of front end, like, shine, and then it was like, and sparkly lights. I think the only hard part I have with watching this is that it's unrelenting. Like, there's no point. Like, there's no point where anything lands where you can digest what you just watched. You're like, they're on a prison planet, and it doesn't make any sense. And, like, they're being executed, and we're watching them getting executed, and Shark Khans are fighting. Why are they? Oh, now we're on a junk planet. Okay, they're fighting on a junk planet, and it's weird that guy's speaking fast, and now there's transforming giant Unicron. Like, there's no point where you can just...
It's absolutely insane.
Like, you are being force-fed donuts. You may like a donut, and you probably like a couple donuts, but do you really want to have them crammed in your mouth?
You're force-fed donuts at the rate at which an 8-year-old wants you to eat donuts as fast as you can.
Oh, that's well put. So
it's like that's really kind of how fast it's coming. You should have a donut. You know, how about you get another? Oh, you should eat another.
You're hungry. You're hungry, aren't you? You want food?
One more donut. Oh, you should have the sugar glaze. Oh, you should. Oh,
so that's why. Like, does it hold up? I enjoyed like that. This was a longer cartoon from a cartoon that I loved. Do I think I could sit down and watch it again tomorrow? No, but like in a couple years, I could probably watch it again.
Okay.
But it's lukewarm. Like, I'm really torn. I'm really torn. I don't know, guys. I don't know. My head is...
Nostalgic 12-year-old Pete was pointing out repeatedly, oh, I had that one, and I had that one. Why does he have to turn into a boombox to hear the transmission?
Well, this is the futuristic time of 2005.
Right. It's the future. It's really the future. I will say, I'm glad I waited 40 years to watch this movie. I might wait another 40, watch it again, and enjoy it about the same amount that I did now and I did the first time. A lot of repressed memories, a lot of confusion, and the toys that I loved. So to go back to Dave's, you know, was I entertained? Not really. I was not really... Like, the artistry, the artwork was great. I had no idea what was going on. I could not follow any dialogue to make any sense of what was happening.
Again, because there's no pause. There's no chance to be like, what was just said? What happened? Nope, because the next thing's right here.
It really was just a slip and slide, just straight down.
There's some rocks and there's some like cold water.
You don't
know
how
stains.
You cut your knee open, but you're bleeding. Somehow you're at the end.
For the record, do you guys remember slip and slides? Like, I remember seeing those commercials and like, man, slip and slides are so cool. And we got a slip and slide and man, was it lame.
Yeah, because like the part that wasn't wet was like scalding hot from the sun. You like rip part of you just. Rip half of your skin off and you get like giant
never mind
burns.
You were throwing yourself onto the ground that's now just covered in a thin sheet of vinyl.
Yeah,
well, this also, yeah, and I just went sledding in the snow with my kids the other day and you know, they're like, this is super fun, we got to do it now, be careful because right when you jump off you're gonna hit this rock and it's gonna hurt a lot.
Exactly.
But then you're gonna go really fast and it's gonna be awesome, but if you hit this tree you're gonna die, so don't hit the tree, just go right around the tree,
just lean, you gotta lean.
Well, this whole movie was like that.
That's how I did it as a kid, man. I once snapped like a board in half on a log.
Yeah.
I would have, you know, this is one of those movies that exposition guy would have been very helpful.
But the problem is we're in front loaded with the exposition.
I would have taken any. There was literally
literally exposition. All that happens is the Decepticons are going to stop Optimus Prime from like the final attack because they're on the ropes. And then Optimus Prime dies. Megatron is near death. He gets kicked off. Starscream becomes top Decepticon. And then Unicron shows up and makes better Megatron. Wants to eat everything. Prime is still dead. But don't worry, Radimus Prime and the Autobots figure out how to stop it. Like, literally, that's the movie. Like, that's it.
Unicron is kind of the narrator. He slows down, speaks in his fatherly voice. He's like, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how you're going to help me do it.
Yeah, but this, well, he does. But at the same time, it's the same thing as if, like, your dad sat you down and said, like, we're going to have dinner. I'm going to eat the dinner. Afterwards, you're going to do the dishes. That is your dinner.
I am more interested in talking about...
the talking butthole?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Because...
whether or not we should reboot this particular movie.
Well, again, wasn't it... like, did, like, I feel as though the Transformers 2 kind of talked, like, with Michael Bay, was Optimus Prime...
one?
Yeah, the second one. Optimus Prime gets killed in the first half of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then... they bring him back using the special Allspark, and he's all, like, bashed up, but then he's able to, like, cobble together extra parts from an older Transformer and become a super Transformer to save the day.
Well, I'm not saying live action this. I'm saying, should this be rebooted as a cartoon?
Ooh, in this style?
In this style.
Go on.
Or tell a similar, like, a better version of this story. Like, because the bones... is literally all what this movie is. It's just the bones of a story with, you know, 80 minutes of shoot 'em up, pew, 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 and 15 minutes of dialogue. Now, you could tease that out and actually build characters in this and actually have some interesting animation. Like, you know, you could really do something cool with this now.
Well, the point that I realize that you're making is that this is literally what kids do when they play with action figures. They line up all their action figures, and then, like, a person dies, but then comes back. But then this one's really dead, and then this guy's fighting, and now this guy's
been switching teams. It's not just what kids normally do. It's what kids tell us to do when they want us to play with them.
Right.
And then you got to go and do over here and shoot down the giant planet thing, and then the planet's not really dead, and he's going to take Megatron and turn him into a better Megatron, and that...
That's why. So that's the problem, is that this movie has, like, that level of storytelling. But if they were to reboot this with something a little more...
Well, something similar happened recently when Kevin Smith rebooted He-Man.
Oh, which was awesome.
Yes.
And it was animated, and it was old school, had the same rock and roll. He even killed your favorite character in the beginning.
Yep.
Like,
that was strong. That was, you know, a bold move.
I think that's a direct example of what this could be.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Netflix. Oh, Netflix. No, don't do a movie. Netflix series.
Netflix should do another series on it. Yeah.
Oh, I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Shit.
Get on that.
Optimus Prime is still alive, the voice.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Peter Cullen.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you. Pulled that out of my galactic butthole.
Well, I really enjoyed that, Peter. We had the Unsolved Mysteries guy.
Peter Cron.
Ultra Magnus.
Oh my god, Family Guy should do this as a reboot. Peter Cron. He's a giant flying butthole.
Peter Cron. Oh. Yeah, it was definitely a choice to have, like, Unicron just spend most of the movie talking through his anus.
Giant.
Like this giant orifice.
Giant
planets. With, like, expelling gas. Sphincter.
Oh my favorite part, I'm telling you.
Oh, man. If we were to reboot this, you know, who would you want to see in this?
Benedict Cumberbatch as Unicron.
That's an interesting choice.
Or the guy who played Agent Smith.
In The Matrix?
From The Matrix. Why am I blanking on his name? Hugo Weaving.
Yes.
Hugo Weaving. And then
Jason Momoa as Hot Rod.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you. Thought that was better than Judd Nelson. I'm just throwing that out there. Just felt like Judd was just a little too nice.
What about, you know, one of the Chris's? Chris Pratt.
Chris Rock as
Chris
Jazz.
Chris Pine.
Chris Rock would be great as Jazz.
Okay.
If we're going there.
I mean, that part was a little dated. I'm not sure it's totally okay.
Very dated. Like, if we're going there, I'm just saying.
Who would you have... Well, we still have Optimus Prime, can still be voiced. All right, so who would you have play Spike? Like, the dad.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that makes sense. Like, just bring him back.
He's there.
He's already in the universe. Okay.
Yep. Who
actually, let me ask you this, because I think the voices could almost be anyone. I don't have any clear How would you propose the soundtrack be constructed?
Oh God! Do we get to talk about the soundtrack?
I would like a little more variety.
The same band. Have to bring back the same
Spectre General.
No. The problem with the soundtrack was that it was clear that they had just some basic music that, and they just threw it in. Like, okay, we need something upbeat. This is what we're playing. It was so elevator.
It was the same synth that they used in like Time Bandits and any other, what was it? In Daryl, I think they used the same synth.
You know. It was definitely
Short Circuit.
For those of you listening who might be of the younger generation, just imagine Stranger Things synth, but less nuanced.
Really,
more like your cat just walking on it.
Really straightforward.
It felt like they wrote all the music before the movie was even made.
Yeah.
And then they just put it in there.
No. I completely disagree. It really feels like they made the movie and they put the band in a room with a giant mound of cocaine. And just watch this and start playing, and we're just going to record you.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is, during the scene when Optimus Prime dies, it's a very, upbeat, cool, good guys are winning
song. That's exactly why it is a giant cocaine-fueled happy fest.
I want whoever did Mad Max Fury Road.
Ooh.
I want to do that orchestral work. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I could
definitely see this. So do you want to see a reboot where it's slightly darker or grittier?
I mean, I always go that way, but I mean, this movie was pretty fucking gritty already.
It was, but except for the music, it just didn't line
up. I think if we have Mark Wahlberg doing a voice anyway,
we
could just have him reprise.
Oh no.
You got the touch.
I got the power.
And then he could also bring in his Good Vibrations song.
Yeah.
From when he was Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch.
Well, he was really good for the singing in Steel Dragon for the rocker or the rock star or whatever that was called.
And he was surprisingly good in that Uncharted movie recently.
He's very charming.
He was very charming. Oh, my God. I would want to see a legitimate. In my mind, when I see this rebooted, I see
a silhouette of a man,
a serious animated movie, to take itself seriously.
Yes, and not just be a cartoon that they just pulled the taffy on.
Right. I actually would like to see some depth to it. The whole idea of doing a proper Netflix take on it, even in the style of Arcane. Right? Vox Machina would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that would have to be the direction they go. Like the biggest flaw, we can talk about it, but there's no character development. Like if we knew a lot of these characters because we played with the character toys,
they just killed them.
But we watched them die, and then we're supposed to care about Radimus Prime. But there's no care. Like they're all the same. They're all just colorful robots. And if you didn't know, if our kids were to watch us, they'd be like, well, who's that? Doesn't matter. They'd be bored because it doesn't matter to them that, Ironhide just got murdered. I think you're onto something there. Do I want to question three, or is there something we should cover? I think we covered the reboot, but let's go on to question three.
So I would be concerned showing my kids this movie now. I think they'd love it. They'd be all into it. And then I'd be dealing with nightmares for probably 3 days to 2 weeks after.
Oh, that scene where they're getting dropped into the acid pit and you get to watch the robots melt?
No, the piranha planet underwater tearing robots apart, or Rodimus Prime or Hot Rod fighting all of the underwater piranha bots. Piranacons. Sorry, yeah. that's better.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time. 9 and 6 years old. I my gut tells me that I'd be dealing with something, but who knows?
That's maybe. When we watched it, though.
I was nine. I was definitely nine, and it took me 40 years to recover.
No, that's true.
From it. So I'm just. There's
that's
that.
Fair.
I think my kids would love the music if I played it in the car. I have a suspicion.
Yeah. No. What you're going to do is we're going to be here, Neil's going to be playing You Got the Touch in the car tomorrow.
Well, it'll just be like yesterday and the day before that.
Just no,
I just, I have a suspicion they would get confused and bored by the movie.
Yeah.
If I sat them down and had them watch it right now.
Yes. I think that would be the same thing. Like, I think they would love, my kids just are so happy to watch a movie that they'll watch just about anything. But I think that they would be into it for the first 15 minutes. And then it would be a lot like us, where they're just like, okay.
We were also confused and in some parts bored, because, which is weird because it's so frenetic. And it's just constantly a new battle, a new fight, a new obstacle, a new something. But they lose meaning along the way.
That's what the... So a big... someone pointed out that the movie Man of Steel ran into this, is that in Man of Steel, the fighting is so grand and epic and long that your brain becomes numb. And you're just like, oh, yes, they're going through another building. Okay, he's smashing a cement truck. Like, okay, yeah. Like, I just... Where you're
yeah,
just,
you know what I need?
You're done.
I need 4.5 hours of Justice League doing the same epic, grandiose, slow motion run to fight to punch. But this didn't even have that.
Or how the Flash forgets how to run.
For me, that was Peter Jackson's King Kong. It was way too much way too long.
My dad made a very insightful...
I gave up on that after 20 minutes.
...comment about that. He says the problem with the King Kong was that it was made by a super fan. Peter Jackson is a super fan of King Kong, and everything in it was an homage and was lovingly done without any restraint.
And yep. Sometimes you just want popcorn.
Yeah, and it was too, like I said, it was too much.
Too much. So do you think this movie would have been, it was 85 minutes. Do you think if it had been like 2 hours, like they had thrown in some time for like character development, like actually traveling somewhere, like actually, or was there not enough?
If
like,
you took out 30 minutes of the fighting and added character development, then maybe.
All right, so you want to keep the 85 and just remove some of the bam, bam.
Most of it, actually.
Explosion.
Most of it. And this is coming from someone that loves up and just fight all.
I'm trying to find like a way to make this better, which is why I'm so conflicted.
So a movie where, you know, it's done. So the movie Fury was 2 hours of constant fighting. And sometimes that's all you want, is like, there was almost no character development in that movie either. It was just...
I don't know, though. I think, like, because we only had really five characters.
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf, the beef, spent 2 years developing his character and the whole backstory. I get all of that.
But he stopped bathing.
My point of it is that the movie in itself was A to B... Fight, 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 they're dead. This is A to B, fight, 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 they're dead. Fight, 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 they're more dead. Fight, 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 they're dead.
There was even downtime, though, in Fury. Like, there was moments where, like, the characters, you know, have, like, respite, or they're talking, or there's something mundane. Like, it's, you have a moment to actually connect to those characters. There's no, like, this movie relies on, you know who these characters are. You've been watching them for years, so we don't need to do any explaining. Now just watch them all fight, kids. Woo!
Which is kind of the new thing with a lot of, like, with the new Superman movies, they didn't bother talking about the origin story. It just picked up, and this is...
Well, again, like, the hard part, though, about the Superman, if we're going to bring that up, is that, same with Batman, everybody knows that Bruce Wayne's parents were killed in the alleyway, spilled pearls.
What?
I know. Spoiler. And that Superman.
Did you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Which was so cool, but what does that mean? So I think, I don't have a problem with them saying, like, you know this, dive into it, it's cool. But, I mean, they literally have no, there's nothing. We learn nothing about any of the characters. We don't get to watch as they grow or make decisions. It's just...
There's no growth.
Yeah,
there's
growth. Nothing.
Because they're robots, they're not carbon-based life forms. They don't grow.
It's all programming. Anyways, beating the dead robot horse. is there any... Oh, Astro Train. What the fuck?
I have questions about a lot of things in this
A Transformer
movie.
Train that turns into a rocket? That is a cocaine dream right there.
And then there was, what was it, Drillicons? Or the giant drill ship?
Yeah, they just spiral down into the surface because that's how it lands, by screwing it.
So
no
Galvatron
pun intended.
Is an enhanced Megatron, so he's a gun, who has a giant gun on his arm.
Fact.
But can transform into a giant stationary gun, which is the same gun that was on his arm.
I think you're supposed to take the argument that, like, when he does that, it's a much more powerful gun.
that shoots in one direction.
Yes, but is more powerful. So it's like,
so
instead of being like, you know, versatile, it's now giving up all the versatility for power.
Theirs go to 11.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, how does Megatron, I've always wanted to see me since I was a kid. How does Megatron transform from like a standard sized robot down into the size of a gun?
Well, that's another thing I never understood about Megatron. It's like, not only does he transform into a gun, but then like he gives himself to Starscream.
Yeah.
Like his lieutenant that's always going, I'm going to try and kill you, Cobra Commander. And it's like, and then like transforms out of it again to yeah. like.
You would think at some point like Starscream would just be like, and Gunlock. And now you're mine.
I was thinking the same
thing. Safety on check.
Safety lock.
Mate.
Unlock me. So.
Unlock me, Starscream. Optimus Prime. Well, that was easy.
So I think we've lined up exactly what we're watching next week.
Right. And I'm hoping for a better outcome. I'm giving this a solid C.
What do you think?
What about next week or this week?
Yeah. Well, both. You can start with this and
I give this a C. Forward. I'm thinking that this next one is going to be a high B, maybe even an A minus.
I think if the writing were better in this, everything else would have come together so much better. And I have high hopes for next week, but honestly, it's I'm looking forward to it because I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
I watched this movie so many times that I often quote a Zoltan phrase
really?
From this movie. A gem.
Oh, you know who we should have? We should ask Giles if he wants to join in for this because he's a super GI.
He's a super GI Joe fan. I think we're gonna have to have Giles.
We're gonna have to have Giles next week.
Ooh, I'm gonna see if he knows that line.
Oh, I bet he does. He is we've seen his work online.
That's awesome.
Yo Joe Ara on Instagram. Give him a little shout out for his custom GI Joe.
That he doesn't creation. He doesn't share his toys with anybody though.
No,
worth checking out though.
It is definitely worth checking out. I'm about done.
Yep.
I'm spent. I think you know what? 37 minutes. We have talked about this movie for almost half of the movie length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got nothing else. Because I was, you know, just confused. Bewildered.
One last point. And this is something that goes across all Transformers. We have Transformers that transform into planes, right?
Yep.
Cool. It seems in this movie and in the cartoon that all Transformers in like their human form can also just fly around. Any of them. It can be a car. Any of those guys can still fly. So why do you have to be a jet?
The same way that your boombox-a-bot has to transform into his boombox in order to pick up the signal from the Transformer planet. What's the name of the Transformer planet?
Cybertron.
Thank you. My God. No, no, it was Moonbase 2. Sorry, that's what it was. Moonbase 1. Or Autobot
the
City.
The Moon. Yeah, also their naming of things like, oh, we have a new city for all of us Transformers.
What's
it
Autobots
called? Autobots live in harmony. Autobot City.
Sold.
Printed.
Decepticon Town.
These are all good points. Like, those things we transform into sometimes just
don't make sense.
Bonkers. Okay,
guys. Will you, any parting words?
G.I. Joe the movie next week.
That was great. Fun as always. I enjoyed it.
All right, guys. That's it. We will see you next week. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, shit. What are we going to do now?
Wish we had an F-bomb in it.
Where would you have put that F-bomb?
Anywhere.
That would be fair.
Coming out of Unicron's butt.
Yeah.
Fuck.
The entire universe when Optimus Prime gets stomped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
actually,
fuck.
When Optimus Prime gets killed and little Billy comes out and goes, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that would have been pretty good.
Scene.
Optimus Prime, you can't die. We all die, Billy. Until all are one. Fuck.
Good night, everybody.